This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, real now, Christmas is... It's coming, folks. It's Christmas week.
So you start shopping?
You probably should, Todd. Yeah, I did last night. So hopefully that's motivation.
I'm not finished because... How about you? I mean, are there people on your list you just can't figure out what in the world to get?
I used to remember those days. My wife is very good at this. She's just she's very thoughtful about it, you know, and every gift has a purpose, and that's just her thing. She's just very, very, very good at it. And occasionally she'll say, you know, what do you think we should get, you know, your mom or my dad or what? But she, you know, she just figures it out. So I'm blessed. I'm really lucky. I actually was out last night with Haley, the 12-year-old baby in the family, and she and I were getting some things for my wife, for her mom. So that was literally the first trip out doing any Christmas shopping. So Bill Parker and I were talking about this earlier, host of PMS of the Morning on the Mothership 550 K-Fire. He said his wife's same way. Say, so, well, you know, a few of us just blessed to have, you know. Now, and in your case, Todd, kind of still a newlywed, you know, empty nester.
I've got parents that are like extremely hard to buy for in the first place. I don't care if you've been with me for 30 years. I mean, they've got everything they need, or they've already gotten it. They really need one of these. You know, there just isn't a thing like that. There never is with them.
We were also talking about wrapping it. So I wrapped my first gift last night of the Christmas.
Wait a minute, season. You wrapped for the first time. You wrapped a gift?
Yeah.
You're 51, you've never wrapped a gift?
Well, not ever this year, for crying out loud.
Oh, this year, okay. Yeah, I thought you meant ever. I thought, holy cow. Wow, how in the world have you made it this far without ever wrapping a Christmas gift? I mean, mine always looked like I've never wrapped a gift in my life, but, you know.
Yeah, now you have to remember that I was single for a lot of years. I was married for the first time at 37, see, so I was that uncle that, you know, would give out the...
That crazy Uncle Scott, always talking about politics at Christmas.
The Uncle Buck deal. You know, I was.
Wait,
I was Uncle Buck.
Don't say your Uncle Buck.
I was.
Holy cow.
I was.
You're the guy bowling at the downtown, alley and all that stuff. His friend Pal and all that stuff. I love
it. If you want a good laugh today, go to YouTube and just do Uncle Buck. You'll find a lot of great scenes. My personal favorite being the one when he was dropping off the kids that he was, you know, his niece and nephews at the school, and his car backfired. The entire, student class hit the deck outside of a high school or something because they thought somebody was shooting a gun or something.
There's so many great scenes in that. Him having to go to the bathroom in that elementary school bathroom. Not made for adults, obviously.
Anyway.
And his friend Pal. And the guy, who was the guy who kept turning the toothpick upside down and right side up in his mouth there, and he, you know, had a scar, and then he hit it again. Yeah. I forget his name, but
trust us, folks. These are good scenes. You want
to
check
the best box. Christmas movies ever.
Yeah, darn right. Anyway, welcome to a brand new week. Hope your Christmas shopping's going a little better than ours, and you're all ready to go. And that's the real beauty when you're not in. You know, when you could just let Christmas happen this week and not have this just insanity of, I got to get this, I got to go to that, really relax and enjoy it and remember the reason for the season. It is not the gifts, ladies and gentlemen.
Also, stressing out over shopping isn't the reason for the season. That's
No. This
is a reminder. No.
A much more profound reason. If you need to get your arms around that, just sit down tonight, shut everything off, and watch Charlie Brown Christmas. And Linus will give you the scoop. And he drops the blanket. That's the key time. Okay, so what are we doing here today? Let me give you a little preview of what we're doing on the program. Todd, evidently there is some pent-up demand for this program because we were getting calls all weekend, emails too. So we got to get to those. We also have had a chance to go through the omnibus spending bill. What do you think of that? Congressman Kramer and Senator Hovind have sent out, I assume Senator Heitkamp too, and Rev, maybe you can find that. I've not seen her, you know, press release on the bill. But they're all talking about some good things in the bill, and every one of them lead with the fact that the crude export ban is no more, which is a big deal. It is a big deal. In fact, Stephen Moore, the Wall Street Journal, and the Heritage Foundation, one of the great conservative economic minds in this country. I sent him an email of all the press releases and said, what do you think? And he said, well, I can actually tell you exactly what he said. But quote, he said, I could see someone from an oil state voting for this. So he's saying, you know, that's important. That's a big deal. But otherwise, it is a total and complete betrayal of what Republicans promised they would do. Ouch. I've had it with this party. It's enough to make me want to vote for Trump. What do you think of that statement? That's from Steve Moore, Wall Street Journal and chief economist at the Heritage Foundation, senior fellow there. And again, he is a stickler on getting spending under control and tax policy that will, you know, revive the economy, rev it up. So he's going to be on tomorrow. Let me just tell you who's going to be on today. We'll start there, and then we'll get into the rest of the week here a little later on, because we do have a fun week for you. This hour is yours, okay? Spend the majority of this hour catching up. I figured if we're getting calls over the weekend, you want to talk. So whatever's on your mind, you lay it on me here at 800-228-0550, okay? You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. It's the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotlines that get you to us. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 855-200-1776. Anytime you call, press 1. You leave a message, press 2 to chat with us live on the air. Next hour, Safety Talk. Yeah, we started that last month, and we're down here to the end of another month. And so it's time to do another Safety Talk. And two great safety pros, I mean best of the best, with us today on the program. Chuck Claremont, Executive Director of the North Dakota Safety Council. Their big 43rd Annual Safety and Health Conference is coming up February 1st through the 4th. That'll be here before you know it, month and some change away. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today. We're also going to just talk about, again, what the North Dakota Safety Council stands for. Brian Klipfel will be here as well. And Brian is the Director of Workforce Safety and Insurance, also known as WSI. So look forward to that next hour as well. And then Brigitte Gabriel will be here tomorrow. She has done a lot to expose radical Islamic terrorism. And she's a pro. A few of you said, get Brigitte Gabriel on the radio right after San Bernardino, and we'd schedule it for tomorrow. We'll also talk with Stephen Hayes. No, not Stephen Hayes. Steve Moore of the Wall Street Journal, as I said earlier. And Wednesday, Congressman Kramer. Thursday on the program's Christmas Eve, Senator John Hovind will be here to talk about this budget bill, as well as we have folks from the National Weather Service and Captain Brian Neewen of the North Dakota Highway Patrol. A little trooper talk. Just make sure you're remembering all the fundamentals when you're driving. And same thing on the weather. So that'll do it. Christmas will be a encore edition of What's on Your Mind on some of the stations we are on. Otherwise, Christmas. I think K-Fire is doing Christmas music. And
it's called An American Christmas with Chip Davis of Mannheim Steamroller. It's not only music. It's a lot of stories and stuff, too, so it'll be really cool.
It is cool. It is a cool deal. So,
sorry, right after Rush Christmas Eve and then running through Christmas Day.
Great stuff. Exactly right. A lot of fun. Okay, so we are brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Oil Can Program. You can find out more about them at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. That's NorthDakotaOilCan.com. And let's do that right now, shall we? Should we go? And you can also go to their Facebook page, which I do often. And here's what Ron Ness said, a little post on the Facebook page. The vote in the United States Senate and House of Representatives to lift the ban on crude oil exports will strengthen the nation's national security, keep energy prices low for consumers, and help add stability to an otherwise volatile commodity market. All right, that's no small thing, friends. That is no small thing. Okay? Just remember that. And again, I think it's also very interesting that Steve Moore, we'll talk to him tomorrow, doesn't like the bill, but he said, boy, if I'm from an oil state, I'd vote for it too, because that's important. That's a big deal. And what bugs me about all this is Washington is so broken. That's why Donald Trump has the, you take Donald Trump and Ben Carson, two non-Washington guys, look at, and by the way, Lindsey Graham has suspended his presidential campaign, so the inevitable happened. I love Lindsey Graham on foreign policy, but there's not much else there. So obviously he realized that that one thing alone was not going to be his ticket at all. But Donald Trump is popular. Ben Carson is popular right now because the American people are had it with the way Washington works because it doesn't work. Prime example, this bill. Yes, we need the crude export ban lifted. Why does it have to be part of a omnibus spending bill that took what normally is dealt with in 13 different appropriations bills and puts them into one? And that's when you get people, I want a little of this, I want a little of that, I want a little of this. So that's what we need to fix, in my mind. All right. What's on your mind continues after this break.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Name your vehicle. What do you want? Would you like it at a below market price? You got it. S&S Motors, Inc. Or call 701-444-2341 right now. S&S Motors has built a reputation for honesty and fair dealing. You'll get a better deal at S&S Motors if you give them a shot. Tell them what you want. They'll find it. They did it for me. Found a great Ford Explorer, a couple years old, low miles. Great deal. S&S Motors, Inc.com or call them at 701-444-2341. Tell them Scott sent you.
Your employees are your greatest asset. Their talent is immeasurable. How do you retain and develop your most precious commodity? A business partnership with the University of Mary offers your organization a venue to develop your employees with customized courses and accelerated degree programs. Partnering with the University of Mary provides scholarships and much more. Grow your business. Invest in your employees. Call Lindsay Shonak at 701-232-7088 today to learn more about how you can partner with the University of Mary.
In the blink of an eye, they're applying for college, getting married, buying their first home, raising your grandchildren, and just how you're always with them on every step of their journey. Alaris will be right there with you on yours. See how Alaris does banking, mortgage, retirement, and wealth management differently at Alaris.com or stop by and talk with us today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
That wrongness, yeah, you bet that's a big deal. Oh boy, is it big. Today's gonna change nothing. It's got nothing to do with national security. It's all about money.
My goodness. He is the caller there is referring to a comment I just read from Ron Ness from the North Dakota Oil Can Facebook page talking about the benefits of this bill that lifts the ban on crude oil exports. Now, Ron will be a guest of ours tomorrow. I forgot to mention that earlier when I was giving a preview of guests, but Ron will be here tomorrow, and we look forward to that conversation. And we'll let him answer all that. I would just say, you know, why have we fought wars? When you look at why we fight wars, how many have involved, oh, my gosh, they've got all this oil, and therefore, if we don't go in there and secure this, then they'll be able to influence the oil markets. I mean, again, the more oil production we have here in the U.S., the more places that can go, that will definitely impact our national security. So there's a real connection there. So I would disagree. I'll let Ron, if you can flag that one, Todd, we'll save that one and maybe have Ron respond tomorrow on the program. Let's see. I'll read another one since he didn't like that one. Maybe he'll like this one. Tessa Sandstrom from the North Dakota Oil Can Facebook page has a piece in the Bakken breakout. And it says, with oil prices low, it's now more than ever. I see an industry that is filled with generous giving people and companies that are trying to be good neighbors and valuable members of the community. I see an industry that is collectively trying to make North Dakota even stronger and more prosperous in the new year. One donation, one volunteer hour, one job at a time. That's a very good point. It is some challenging times, but there are some great things, some heartwarming things being done. And when they happen, I think it's important that we celebrate them. That's great. I mentioned earlier that we had some calls come in all weekend long on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, which is not unusual, but sometimes we don't get to them when they come in the wee hours of the morning or over the weekend or anything else. We want to hear from everybody. If you can't join us during the show, whenever you decide to join us, is great. We get them all. They just don't always get in on the show, but we're going to make a point to play the ones that came in over the weekend here. Go ahead and roll those, Todd.
Would somebody please ask Obama how long he's been on the terrorist payroll? All he does is support the radical Muslims. Everything he does is in their support. He will not protect the United States and its citizens. So he's bound to be getting paid something from ISIS or Al-Qaeda or somebody over there.
I need
to know which payroll is it more important for him to be on, the United States payroll or on this terrorist organization's payroll. He's serving them more than he's serving us.
It turns out it's from a 936 area code, which is in Texas. I was guessing he wasn't a native North Dakotan.
That doesn't matter.
Oh, I know.
But, you know, I mean, a lot of folks up here that are doing jobs from all over the place.
I know.
Not uncommon, but I appreciate the call. I tell you what I like about that. There was someone not foaming at the mouth, for lack of a better term.
True.
Clearly has a strong opinion. And I chuckled when I heard, you know, can somebody tell me how long he's been on the Muslim payroll? You know, I mean, there are a lot of people in this country that believe that. And I think they believe that because of the president's own actions. Right. I don't think it's the people that are, you know, hateful, disdainful, don't like him for whatever reason. I think it's because of how he's acted as commander in chief. So the president owns that. The president owns that completely. There was a Meet Your Muslim Neighbor event last night that the Islamic Society of Fargo-Moorhead held at a Fargo mosque. At the beginning of the presentation, the head of the organization said that local Muslims have been feeling a bit threatened in this climate, and then asked the question to the group, how do we de-Trump the atmosphere? Prompting a roar of applause. I don't think Donald Trump's to blame either. I think that's an unfortunate question by this host at this event. I think, again, Donald Trump reacted to what? An attack by Islamic terrorists. And many people react to that. So the root of the problem is Islamic terrorism, which I hope more Muslims peace-loving Muslims who say, no, the Quran doesn't stand for that. Here's what it stands for. Speak out against that. And then there's less risk for anyone feeling threatened, in my mind. Appreciate that call, though. Interesting. And do you agree with him? Do you agree or disagree? Another call from the weekend in a moment, but let's get to Ed Minot, who's on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline live here at 800-228-0550. Hey, Ed, what's on your mind?
More bacon my mind today. More
How
bacon.
Could it not be? I have some pepper bacon I bought over the weekend. You ever tried that?
No, it sounds good.
Try a little Cloverdale pepper bacon.
Okay.
It little zip to it. It's very, very good.
I like spicy stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, today's Maya Daily Newser. I read an article this morning about an organization that was trying to hack into the power grid. I believe it was in California. Somehow this young guy, he got onto it. And he started following them. He followed them for quite a while till he got in to see what they were doing. They had diagrams and blueprints of all these powerhouses, and they're getting ready to shut some of these down. And it's pretty crazy. It's in today's newspaper. I can't remember what they called it. And the organizations were from Iran, Great Britain, and Canada. That's where they tracked them down to. So they were kind of a cyber attack to create massive blackouts with their technology they're using. It's scary.
No kidding. And that was you said a California man, or this happened in California?
They were attacking plants in California. They were targeting them, you know. Today's newspaper, My Daily News, is on the front page here, and I just happened to read it, and it was just what these people are trying to do to us. It's unbelievable, you know.
Exactly. I do know, and I worry about it, and I worry about also the regulation that weakens the current grid and doesn't allow for new infrastructure to be built. It's a mess right now,
yep.
No doubt about it.
Exactly.
Thanks for...
And they're trying to take away what we got. I mean, it's going to be a disaster someday. It could very well be so.
Well, when you
I had today.
We'll find that and see if we can schedule a guest about it, because we talk about it often, and it's real. I'm glad you saw it. In the meantime, when you get stressed out about it, think bacon. Cloverdale bacon, Ed.
Right, pepper bacon. I'm going to get on it.
Everything's better with bacon, I've been told.
Yes, it is. Yep.
Actually, nobody had to tell me that. I just figured that out all on my own.
I sleep better with a little bit of bacon beside me. By my bed, you know?
Apparently you don't have dogs in your house then, right?
Put them in a kennel. Keep the bacon to yourself.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dad. Appreciate it.
Kennel, they're just going to go arr, 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 the whole night then.
More of your calls as we continue. What's on your mind? We want to know. That's why it's the name of the show, my friends.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Listen to your radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinn, along with Todd, the radio god Mitchell, Manny, and Matt Reptile manning the controls today. Questions or comments, always welcome here. Let us know what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. If it's a new sprayer, a brand of sprayer that is one of the most reliable, durable in the field, best warranty in the biz, bar none, and right now, 2016 models are in, so you get the very latest. 2015s have been discounted deeply. 0% financing. So some great low-interest financing going right now. Low and zero. Can't get much better than that. High Plains Apache. They were among the first Apache sprayer dealers to open those ETA centers. So you got the Apache sales and service, the application training, and 50,000 parts, spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, and the rest at each of their stores. Yeah. Like them on Facebook. Stop and see them, 1701 Eastside Court across from the Bonanza in Mandan, or exit 60 south of Fargo, I-29. All right? Here's another call that came in. Roll that one, Todd.
Hi, thanks for taking my call today. I'm calling out of Bismarck. I have a comment about our president. I didn't vote for him, but when he got elected, I was somewhat optimistic, thinking that this is our first black president. I mean, who would ever thought, you know, that in my lifetime I would see that. But I thought, man, you know, it doesn't matter the color of your skin. Everybody has an opportunity to become the president of the United States. I'm saddened when I think about his 7 years and how he could have encouraged young black people, people of all ethnic groups, that dream a dream. Don't be afraid. Instead, he's caused division. He's convinced, I believe, the young black community, young people, that they're victims, that the United States somehow owes them. It's just sad to me. That's my comment today. You know, it is really sad. Thanks.
Yeah, it saddens me, too. It does. And I love the fact that I don't know how anybody, I mean, there's a lot of people that want to think you just hate Obama because he's black, right? You just hate Obama because he's a Democrat, you know? And I think if they listen to a call like that, one of the calls that came in from over the weekend, you're hard-pressed to not say that's heartfelt, what you're saying. And all the optimism was lost because of the way he decided to lead. It's a very different worldview. That's what it is. I mean, he did an interview over the weekend where he talked about he's going to make no apologies for fighting ISIS within American values. which essentially means we just want them all to love us. We're not actually going to, you know, I mean, you know, within American values, again, means, you know, the lightest footprint of the military against any true enemy we've ever had. And he also, I don't believe, understands the threat. I mean, he said, quote, this is not an organization that can destroy the United States, nor is it a huge industrial power that poses great risk to the U.S. institutionally or in a systemic way. They can hurt us. They can hurt our people and our families. Yeah, yeah, but, you know, it's a gnat to him. Not that big a deal. Very worrisome. All right, back to your calls here. Jeff Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Are you there, Jeff?
Oh, yeah, Scott. Hey, you know, someone who's spent his entire, almost his entire life tied directly to this state's oil industry and the ups and downs of the industry, I understand the need and the desire to lift this export ban. But at what cost? These guys, Cramer, Hoven, all the other people in the House and the Senate who voted for this, they essentially opened up the national bank vault to the Democrats and gave them every single thing they've ever wanted. What's the cost of that? You know,
well,
these guys are
that's not entirely true, Jeff. I mean, first of all, it spends more money than I would have, and it spends more money than you would have. But, you know, spending in 2009 was $1.5 trillion, and this deal is what, 1.15? So, you know, it's flat with where it was last year, but it is down, you know, $350 million. So it isn't everything. Trust me, they would have wanted more. There's no doubt about it. This was a compromise, but it's more than
well,
you
Chuck
and I.
Chuck Schumer himself said last week that he got everything he and more that he ever imagined they'd get. Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi never delivered as much as these guys delivered.
Yeah, they have to say that because there's things in here they didn't like the tax relief for small businesses, the Section 179 expensing that's in there, right? I mean, so they got to defend. They don't like the crude oil export ban, so they say that stuff, you know. What I don't like, I think the biggest flaw in the thing is we're not going through each individual appropriations bill and saying, what is the appropriate amount of spending for this particular cause, right? And doing that 13 different times. They do it all in one, and then what happens is it ends up being a big kitchen sink deal.
But what that takes, Scott, is leadership. And these guys are not demonstrating leadership. They're not. They're just not. They're out there. They're kowtowing to what the National Republican Party tells them to do. They're not standing up on their own. They're not taking a platform in the House or in the Senate and telling their peers, this is what we need to do, people, and until we do it, we're never going to do anything. They're not taking that leadership. That's what we sent them there for. And that's what John Hoven did while he was a governor, but he somehow lost that since he's gotten into the Senate. He is no leader. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, you know, again, I don't. It's one senator in the Republican cause can't, in the time he's been there, turn this thing around. I think they've made progress, but I'd like it to see it happen faster. I think the problem is Republicans are scared to death of the idea of shutting down the government. The Democrats know that, so they play us like a rented meal, you know.
It goes back to leadership. What are they scared of? Big deal. They've known forever.
Well, I will say this: shutting down the government has not bode well for Republican poll numbers. I mean, it has been. It has been a challenge politically. They've got the media, so it's part of the game. But I share your frustrations, Jeff. I do. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Northwest Minnesota. A different, let's see, or John. John, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Yeah, I was pretty much going to tell you what the last guy did. I was listening to your program this morning, and I haven't been so mad in a long time at anybody on the radio when I hear this. They had to vote for it because it made it legal to export oil. You know, I was raised that you either have principles or you don't. And do you sell them out for a barrel of oil? Is that what you sell your principles for? Well, and just, number two, just a minute here.
I'll let you finish. I just wanted to point out that the person that you're referring to is saying I would have voted for it too, and I see why they voted for it, was Steve Moore of the Heritage Foundation, and the Wall Street Journal.
It's a false promise.
I get it,
anyway.
But I get it, but I'm saying it wasn't Kevin Cramer or John Hoeven saying I had to vote for it because I'm just pointing out who said it.
I know. It was okay. You guys on the program this morning saying.
Well, it wasn't me. I'm relaying the words of somebody who said it, but that's fine.
Right.
I just want to make sure you
right.
know. Yeah.
But I want you to know that it's a false, it's a pill that was put in there so the Republicans would vote for it, but it's a joke. Is there anybody out there, anybody, that thinks if 6 months from now oil is $150 a barrel, this president won't issue a executive order making it illegal to export it? Come on!
Well, I should tell you, John.
He can change it with a stroke of a pen.
I should tell you that you are accurate, that he could change it because of a piece of, I don't know what you call it, but an addition or an amendment that Senator Heidi Heitkamp gave him that authority. She, at the 11th hour...
Yeah, isn't she a wonderful representative for the state for all of her conservative principles?
Crafted that little piece of addition to the legislation so that you're right, that the president can change it. So that can happen.
Did all the Democrats pass a vote for it because it funded Planned Parenthood?
No, it doesn't fund Planned Parenthood. And this is where the media does you a disservice, John. It changes nothing. In other words, there is funding, in a line item that unfortunately Planned Parenthood takes and uses
exactly.
to abort babies. I hate it. But my point is, that's no different than it's always been. Okay.
Let me finish.
What I don't like is you saying, this is for Planned Parenthood. This bill didn't change anything about what Planned Parenthood could do. Nothing.
No, not a
zippo.
No, I didn't mean it that way, that it's for Planned Parenthood. What I meant is that what the Democrats are going to tell people if somebody in their state says, well, you shouldn't have voted for it because of this or that, then they come up. You can always find some reason that you did something. And that's what the people in this state now are saying, oh, the reason I voted for it is because then we can export oil.
I bet we can agree on this. I bet we can agree on this. They should spend less. And they have. If you look at 2009 being the awful high water mark of $1.5 trillion, and this comes down to $1.15 trillion, they need to do more. I think the realistic, honest answer to how that's ever going to happen is more Republicans that are conservative in Congress and a Republican president. That's my mind how you fix this.
The thing we can all agree on that they won't do because they want to be good old boys down there is each bill should stand on its own.
Absolutely.
And right now, they could be passing one or two bills a week, and then at the end of the year, they wouldn't say, we got to get this done. Well, you got a year to get next year's budget done, so start on it now instead of 2 weeks from when it's due and then say, oh, we're in such a hurry.
That's why the Democrats succeed in beating Republicans like a rented mule or playing us like a fiddle. And mixing my metaphors today, which is not uncommon, because they've been doing this while they had control of Congress, and they continue to do it this way when they don't even control Congress, that they obstruct enough
because
in the Senate
the Republicans
to get
this. Are just little scaredy cats.
They are afraid of shutting down the government. You're exactly right, and that's why we're going to dig into this a little bit with our guests on the topic. So I'm starting with you. I want the opinions of the constituents, the people, that's who really matters. Tomorrow we'll get Steve Moore's take, a solid conservative. Wednesday, Congressman Cramer. Thursday, Senator Hoeven. So we're doing it. We're doing everybody this week. John, appreciate your passion on the issue. I share your frustration. Let's see. John and Annetta, Bob and West Hope, some other off-air calls waiting to go, an email. Good thing we have till 20 past the hour when we invite in our friends from Safety Talk. Chuck Claremont and Brian Klippel will join us. WSI for Brian, North Dakota Safety Council for Chuck. All that to come. Don't touch that dial.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Catholics the world over know the power of the Holy Mass. And now, just in time for Christmas, the website holy-post.com allows you an easy way to give your loved ones a mass intention in their name. Mass is for healing, remembrance for a friend or loved one, celebrating the life of a family member, gratitude, or any special occasion. There are many mobile mass cards to choose from. It's affordable and supports the church, too. Send a treasured Christmas gift this year with the help of holy-post.com or download the app today.
Merry Christmas from the North Dakota Family Alliance as you celebrate with family and friends, rejoicing and sharing in the traditions that bring us together during this special season, a season of joy, celebrating the birth of Jesus when God became man. Here's hoping you can spend time with family by sharing a present, enjoying that special meal, playing those fun games, just being together, sharing the love that we have because He came 2,000 years ago. Merry Christmas from all of us here at the North Dakota Family Alliance.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey.
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me awake.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss, Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a My Pillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, My Pillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called My Pillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday. Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
And we are back on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plain. Hi, friends, I'm Scott Hennon. Welcome to your calls on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. Couple calls that have come in off here. Let's get one of those in here, Todd.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. Merry Christmas. I think you should change your theme song from Waiting for the World to Change, because if you wait for the world to change, you're going to get what you get when it does change. Change your song to something that make the world change. Be a participant and change the world. Like, united we stand, divided we fall. Have a Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Have a Merry Christmas. This for you. Here's the contender for the new theme song here.
There's nowhere in the world that I would rather be than with you, my love.
Anybody sing this at the Miss Universe pageant last night when
nothing in the world.
A guy was crowning the wrong winner. How about that?
I'd like to be Steve Harvey today.
No, I wouldn't want to be.
I love it.
Yes.
Together,
you and I. I love it. I love it. I love it. By the way, I have a theory on that whole snafu at the Miss Universe pageant. What was last year's first runner-up? Who was last year's first runner-up?
You really think we all remember?
2 years ago, remember. 3 years
You're
ago, 4 years.
The wrong people, Scott.
Yeah, I remember.
I'm telling you, pageant watchers here.
I'm telling you, other than the family of the first runner-up winner, nobody knows who the first runner-up was. Now, the first runner-up has a story to tell. I bet she'll be more interviewed more.
Well, okay, that's true.
Yeah,
but
more places.
Let's face it. If it wasn't for the snafu, none of us could name who won it now.
Yeah, they both come out okay.
Steve Harvey got it wrong.
I know about the snafu, and I still couldn't even tell you who it was.
Exactly.
I love
the
it.
Real question is Steve Harvey going to be brought back next year? In which
I would think not, yeah. I bet he's...
think not, but you never know.
Hey, my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City want me to tell you that the road in front of S&S Motors is now complete, and you can get back in there. They also, of course, have some vehicles downtown, some great trucks. And clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors in Watford City. They specialize in finding you the car you wanted. For me, done it twice. Hey, want a truck? Boom, got it. Oh, I want a Ford Explorer? Boom, got it. You know, the features, the color, everything. They do it great. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. And they bring it to you. Full service shop with four techs that can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. So give them a call. 701. Sonia will take care of you. 701-444-2341 on the service side. Online, snsmotorsinc.com in beautiful Watford City, North Dakota. John in, Bob in West Hope, then John in Annetta. Bob, what's on your mind?
Well, I was just about falling asleep here. I'd like to have everybody out there in the listening area that you're on take your hats off to that guy from Texas that was talking about where our president gets his check. I think he hit it right on the head. Perfect.
You like that?
I love that. Yep.
I like how he said it. You know? I mean, just...
I believe he's getting his paycheck from someplace.
No, I don't mean his accent. I just mean how calm he is.
Oh yeah,
I didn't
think there's anything wrong with him. I was just pointing out that that isn't your typical North Dakota dialect. That's all.
Yeah, I think everybody should take their hats off just for about 30 seconds and bow to him. Yay! Up, right on.
Doing it right now.
Yeah.
There you
okay.
go. There you go. Hat tip, Bob. Good call.
Okay.
Yep.
And then
right.
I think that other subject, I'll just leave it alone because it's before Christmas and everything, and we don't want to get everybody riled up, especially you guys on the radio stations.
Well, that's not, issue's not going away between now and Christmas, so we could certainly deal with it after. So good spirit of Christmas call from you, Bob. Take care. Yep. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to everybody out there. You too, Todd.
You too, Bob.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
I hope you got the biggest tree in West Hope.
I don't have one this year.
What?
Nope.
Bob.
What?
I'm string a little lights around, you know, something.
Well,
pick something
I'm not
in the backyard.
Part of the Charlie Brown of West Hope, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. Well, all right. We'll take up a collection for you, Bob. John and Annetta, you're next on What's on Your Mind Quickly.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I thought that budget was a total capitulation by the Republicans. But I wasn't really disappointed because I didn't have any expectations for the Republican Party anyways.
So you're saying the Vikings are the political version, or rather the Republicans are the political version of the Vikings? You don't expect much, and then you can't be disappointed?
I'm not a Viking fan either, so, but...
They won yesterday, big time. Dominated against the Bears.
when Bird ran for against Pomeroy the first time, I did something I'd never done before. I actually worked in a political campaign. And then I saw John Boehner take over the House, and I saw Rick Bird do what he did, and I thought, boy, I have got absolutely no expectations for the Republican Party at all. And I'm not saying I don't get mad at them still once in a while, but to tell you the truth, they're doing...
Well, when you come to just expect it, that's kind of dangerous, John. Well said. Thank you for the call. Merry Christmas to you. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.